Hare Krishna. The question is, Prabhu has read the Final Journey, book called Final Journey, written by Sangeeta Mataji, Susan Pattison, registered nurse for hospice, and a book called Many Moons, written by His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, where he has explained about 7 great devotees in ISKCON who passed away, and he has seen their lives. These books are available. And everyone should know that everyone has to undergo the test of death, right? And at the level of death, everybody is very helpless. The person who is dying is helpless. The person who are around the dying person also are helpless. What is the meaning of helpless? The things that you feel will help you in life. The things that you keep faith in, that they will be there for you, they all appear to be useless for you at that moment of time. What are those things which you have faith in life? During the life, what things you keep faith in that will be your assets? Money. Feel I have a lot of money. I don't know. I can go to biggest hospital and cure myself. What else we have? Relatives. I've got so many people are there, who are taking care of me. Third is physic. You are really strong. You have been in gymnasium for so many years. I have such a strong body. My health is very good. I don't want to bother about things. What else? Education, knowledge. You have faith in your education. That will help you. Your influence, your connectivity with people. You have so many contacts in so many fields. They all will help me in my difficult times. What else is your asset? Tell me. So like that, there are so many things we keep faith in. But at the moment of death, or you may feel I have got doctors who are like latest medicines they are in touch with. They are in touch with the latest thing happening in medicine. So I will take their advice and latest what is undergoing even research, I will be connecting with them, so I don't have to worry. And throw money and get the latest things, costliest thing in the world. Import it to India and help myself. But what happens in the moment of death? As death comes closer, everything one after another proves you to be useless. Even doctors will tell you, everything we have done, all research, all money you have given, we have used it. Latest thing also we have tried on you. Now we think nothing is going to work on you. And please go home. And you tell the relatives, please pray for him. Abhi ghar le jao aur Bhagwan se prarthna karo. This is what they tell. At that particular time, the hospice people take over the patient. When they feel nothing can be done, we know lot of things can be done. And we take over. Not to cure the patient, but to address those issues which are not addressed by general medical field. What are the issues that come after the final stage? So much of pain is there. So much of pain, physical pain is there, which needs to be managed, because pain is sometimes so bewildering, so intoxicating that you forget everything. You can't do anything. You can't think only when pain is there. You can't think, you can chant also when pain is there. Guru Maharaj has told very clearly, in pain it's difficult to progress in Krishna consciousness. So first, if somebody has pain, treat the pain, cure the pain, relieve the pain. And then one can make progress in Krishna consciousness. So pain management is there. Then social issues are there. What will happen to my family? What will happen to this? What will happen to that? Have I achieved the goal of my life? Will I go back to Krishna? Will I come back to world again? Is Krishna angry with me? Will he punish me to hell? There are so many issues. Physical issues, mental issues, family issues, emotional issues, even spiritual issues. Is God angry with me? Have I followed him or not enough? Is he going to punish me or reward me? Is he going to take me back to Godhead or punish me in hell? There are so many different aspects of queries are there. What will happen to me at the moment of death? How to remember God at the moment of death? All these questions are irrelevant to all of us, but very relevant for that person who's on deathbed. But very soon it is going to happen to him. So he needs to know and he needs to prepare for the final test. So all that is done in hospice. Even the relatives go through emotional upheavals when their beloved is passing away. Even they need to be handled emotionally, physically, financially, socially, spiritually. As much as patient is supposed to be handled physically, mentally, psychologically, emotionally, familially, socially, financially, spiritually. At all levels they are struggling. And the struggle is intense at the moment of death, near death. So hospice is meant for that. And in essence, all of us are hospice patients. Is it not true? Everybody is a hospice patient. Everybody can die any moment and everybody has to go through all the anxieties that the dying person will go through. Can anybody of you say, I will live till 50 years or 70 years or 80 years? With vouching, I will stay here. No, anytime death will attack you and you may have to undergo the same things unprepared. That's why hospice is there. Like our Acharya Ratna Prabhu's father came there. The first ever devotee connected person. Before that, only Vrajvasis were coming. But he's the first devotee connected patient. That is Prabhuji's devotees, his father came there. And he was brought in unconscious condition. And you can sometimes sit with Prabhuji and discuss with him what all happened from the time he brought his father till his father passed away. And father is unconscious. So many things happened. So many upheavals happened till he passed away. And so many things had to be done. There was so much service to that unconscious man and to their family members. And what all benefits, what all great things happened which nourished their souls as realization, hardcore realizations, that also happened. And how gloriously he passed away finally in the middle of devotees chanting Hare, remaining Krishna, remembering Krishna, covered by the holy name, by devotees. The family was not together for many years. The father's unconscious condition, father's situation of last day, last moment of life, end of life, near death life, brought all the family members together. Prabhuji met his family member after so many years, after leaving home, and initially they could not talk to each other because of so many years of disconnection. And gradually they were talking to each other. Gradually they shared their heart to each other, and gradually together they came and served their father, and their bond was developed. So many of them were not chanting, they started chanting Hare Krishna, they became devotees, now they are initiated. And what is the basic scenario? Father came unconscious and remained unconscious till death. But there is overall comprehensive understanding of situation. So many things could be done, were done, and they had their own beautiful result. That is hospice. At last stage, even devotees become helpless. And they run to hospice. And there is a system. Goal, as I told you, goal is clear. Knowledge how to reach the goal is very clear. The process is clear. The systems are in place. So anybody can come in the very dire situation of life there. And the system starts working immediately. And what you cannot do at home can be done there spiritually. As time comes closer to death, all the other things become minimized and spirituality becomes maximized. What remains finally is only the holy name, the Mahaprasad, the Charanamrita, the Gangajal, the Tulsi, the prayers and the scriptural reading and kirtan and visiting sannyasis, visiting you. All this is intensified in the end. But that is the real you. The soul, when the body appears to be useless and ineffective on the soul, right? A body is there, but is Asura is not there. For technically you are in the body, alive. But body has no meaning only. It is all left, lost all its purpose. So what remains in hand? What was there in the beginning of life? Body was just like, you don't know what's happening from where, what is coming out. You're simply crying for every damn thing in life. Whatever happens, you just cry. You don't know what is the body all about. You get to know till late, after what you grow up and understand, oh, start walking. But when you are just born, what is there? A lump of flesh and the soul. It appears to be meaningless. They can't stand on their own, nothing they can do. But same condition you come to when death comes. Again you come to a same condition where it is useless to remain in the body. And then again spirituality takes over. That becomes prominent at the moment of death. And fortunate souls will get the spiritual environment again and will go back to Godhead if they remember the Lord. So many people have passed away. Many devotees have come there and passed away. Everybody has different background, different disease, different kind of pains, different sets of relatives, different financial situations, different emotional conditions, different frustrations of some failures in life. See, life is a very complicated situation. Life is a big package, you know. What package you have, you can't match with others' package. You have some commonality. Oh, you stay in temple together, you stay in base together, some things you do together. But you have your own set of things which cannot match with others. You have to fight out your own battle. So with their different packages which they come up with, we need to address them very systematically. And you know, Radhana Swami stayed with His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami. He thought he'll have to stay for 2-3 days. So he said, okay, I will stay with you. For 7 weeks he had to stay. And such an elevated soul, he said, I have not seen anybody as close to Krishna as Bhakti Tirtha Swami. I have not seen in recent era so close to Krishna. But he had his emotional upheavals spiritually. He would cry, he would laugh, he would sing, he would dance, he would collapse after that. He had tremendous pain. Continuously he had to be injected with painkillers while giving class also. Like I am giving class now. And suddenly I had erupt with tremendous pain. And I start dozing off. The person sitting down, nurse there, the same Sangeeta Mataji, the author of Final Journey, she would sit behind with the tube going right in her hands, with syringe ready, like this. And as soon as she will see he's collapsing, she will push the medication. And in 3 minutes he'll come back again and start delivering lecture again. So that is his need, to address his devotees and give them final message. And our job is to assist him in doing that, to fulfill his final vision. And whatever it takes, we were doing technically and professionally. They were doing. And one day, with the Govardhan Shila in his hand, with Radhana Swami's in hand, remembering Krishna intensely, chanting holy name, he passed away. He had so much of support from all the sides. Everybody was fully focused to help him out at that time, right? So, there were devotees like Narmada Maharaj. How many of you are Narmada Maharaj? Maybe you are not there. He was a sannyasi in Juhu and in charge of Bhaktivedanta Book Trust for many years. He became very old and they transferred him to Vrindavan under our care. And he had given up food and drink and he wanted to die very peacefully chanting the holy name. But devotees were coming and forcing him, Maharaj, eat, eat, you have to eat. He said, I don't want to eat. So there was a conflict between big sannyasis and him. They were trying to force him to eat and he was not willing to eat. So at that right time, we were given consultation, ki, please now take over. So we had to first preach those big sannyasis not to force him to do what he doesn't want to do. He has come to pass away from here, not to live here. He has come in the last stage here. He is on the way back. You cannot pull him back to the world by doing all those things. So there is a lot of counseling required to the senior devotees from professional point of view. They understood it. And then we elicited his final desires which they could not. So through our science we elicited what all desires he had. And those were addressed by senior devotees who were his authorities. And one day, very peacefully he passed away in very highly Krishna conscious condition. So even in last stage of life, there's so much of struggle is there, you know. So much of impediments are there. Out of love some impediments come, out of ignorance some impediments come, out of your own complication in the mind implications come, impediments come. But all need to be understood well by the hospice people who are trained in that science. They are not only trained in medical hospice work, they are also trained in psychological dealings, they are also trained in emotional dealings, they are also trained in helping socially by financial help, raising help and creating help. And they are also fully trained in spiritual support, how to give spiritual support in a specialized condition when person is dying. It's a science, and we do that. So right time intervention. When Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu came from Finland, 29-year-old brahmachari, having a disease like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj only, melanoma, very bad cancer one can ever get. Again, same thing, he had so much of pain, but the pain was relieved and he was given all the nourishment that is required. Regular remembrance, regular sending people, sending senior devotees to give him association. In our hospital, Stoka Krishna Prabhu died. There's a film on video on YouTube, his last days. For 6 weeks he was in the hospital. Young man, 31-year-old, with dreadful cancer of lungs, adenocarcinoma of lungs. So 21 people like you, young people from base, they served him in 3 shifts, 7-7-7, in 3 shifts a day. And he was in tremendous pain, but due to the support that he received, you know, the pain support, emotional support, physical support, Guru Maharaj said he went back to Godhead. Because his all desires were fulfilled. His family was taken care of. He was just married. He was brahmachari before. Personal servant of Gurudev. Then he chose to get married and Gurudev got him married. And during pregnancy of first pregnancy, he got this cancer. So wife was pregnant when he got cancer. He was on deathbed when wife was having baby in the womb. In the course of time, the baby delivered. Wife delivered a baby that was brought to him. At right time, he was disconnected from family, not to get entangled and attached and bewildered. So all the care was taken of the family, mother and wife, and he was assured that they will be taken care of. So gradually Guru Maharaj monitored his severing attachments, kept him alive, aloof, and all the regime in the hospital was going on nicely, spiritual. His final desire was to leave his body in temple. So when he came to final stage, he was transported very ceremoniously from hospital to the temple, and Guru Maharaj was waiting for him there. 300 devotees were waiting for him there, and looking at Radha Gopinath with hand of Radhanath Maharaj in his hand, with Radhanath Maharaj giving him assurance, don't worry, you will see so many great souls and Prabhupada welcoming you at the Golok Vrindavan gate. And like that, in the tumultuous kirtan, he left his body. So there's a tremendous activity in hospice. But all is subtle. Nothing intensively giving shocks or giving injections and this, that. Everything is very subtle and spiritual. And quite intense. So that's why all of us have to understand, ultimately all of us have to go through that final stage in life. And what we need is devotional support. And we have to be all out to give that devotional support to the passing away person who is at that moment very helpless in his life. Even great intelligent people who have handled deaths in the other's lives, when death comes in their own life or in their own family, because of the event is so intense, they get bewildered. They have helped so many people when they were dying, but when their turn comes, they get bewildered. So by law, by rule, when one undergoes the experience of death in near family or your own life, there is only confusion, bewilderment, and mind is totally berserk. So that time you need to take support from devotees. And devotee system has to be there to support and to care. Then everything will be all right. Who can claim that without the help of devotees I can meet Krishna? Tell me. Life is so intense upon us. Life is so challenging upon us. As we are advancing in Kali Yuga, life is becoming more and more challenging. Every activity is challenging. Even earning money for two times belly filling also is challenging now. Before, people would work only for 4 months in a year and enjoy for 8 months or do bhakti in 8 months. Now, today, all 12 months in a year, 12 hours a day we have to work just to fill our belly and fulfill our needs of 2+1. Before that, they were father, mother, husband, wife, 8 children, and they were living happily. Today, with one child also, we are not able to manage. Wife has to go to work also 12 hours a day. And so much of stress is there, much of difficulty is there. So even simple things of earlier ages are becoming more and more difficult as time is passing, right? So in these situations, you have to perfect your life. So how can we claim that without devotees, we will be able to do it? So however the devotees around you will not like them. I don't like, I like Bombay devotees, you know. And Bombay devotees may feel, I like Calcutta devotees. I like Pune devotees. But no, whatever set of devotees are around you, keep faith in them, develop bonds with them, and they only will be at help to you. Because when you need some help, Bombay devotee will not come to help you. The devotee next to you only will help you, or can help you, even if he wants to. I may be in America and I want to help you, but I can't come and help you because I am far away from you. So what is your asset is who are close to you or available to you. That's why we need to have faith. What Krishna has given you today is perfect for you. What will give you tomorrow is perfect for you. What will give day after tomorrow to you is perfect for you. Accept it with gratitude and understanding. It may be changing what he gives you today and what he gives you tomorrow. But what he is giving you at a particular moment of time is perfect for that particular moment of time. With faith, you accept it with gratitude and you will see how you make nice progress. And at the last moment of life, whatever Krishna provides you, accept with grace and gratitude. That is good, that is tailor-made for you to reach him. Accept it with knowledge and understanding and be grateful. And this we will attain Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna. There are many stories, many patients have passed away. When you see death after death, you'll understand what life is actually. How people pass away from this world is a very mysterious thing. And each of us has to go through one day. Nobody will be spared. Maybe I become doctor, you don't have to become doctor. You have become engineer, I don't have to become engineer. So I am not worried about the exam which you gave. Neither you are worried about the exam which I gave. Right? I have faced my challenge, you have faced your challenge. But it's one challenge which all of us have to face without fail, without any discount and discrimination. Now for that we need to prepare. And preparation of death is what you do in life. What are you doing? Today you are doing is going to help you at the moment of death. How sincere today you are is going to help you at the moment of death. How lazy you are is going to affect you at the moment of death. Like whatever you studied throughout the year is going to help you in exam, writing the exam, right? Nothing new is going to come up in your brain, what you haven't studied throughout the year. Isn't that true? Some chapters we put in the option, na? Ki ye nahi padhna hai. We can put in option. The optional chapters will not appear in your brain by mysticism. You have to read it, then only it will appear in your brain. If you have not read, it will not come in your brain. Similarly, whatever you have not done in your life in bhakti will not come at your for your rescue at the moment of death. How it will come? You have to do it, then only it will come for your rescue. So this life is a preparation and death is the exam. And all of us need to prepare for that exam irrespective of which walk of life you have come. The challenge remains same, whether a doctor or engineer or a manager or a housewife or a husband. Death will come in the same manner to you. And you have to prepare in a standard manner for the death. So this is the time when we are living. Art of dying, the secret of art of dying is hidden in the secret of art of living. The way you live, that way you will go through the moment of death, event of death. Hare Krishna. Is there any other question?